Drumroll, please. Greetings, strangers. It's C. McGunya here. Sorry, excuse me. Paris!
What?
Stop the drum roll!
Oh, sorry!
Oh, boy. It's C.M. Maganya here, and it's my pleasure to introduce the second season of The Cats Chronicles. I'm really proud of our little noir story featuring the illustrious Mr. Katz as we follow him, Truman, and Lucky as they solve mysteries in a world newly exposed to the arcane. This is going to be a great season. Cannot wait until the... Whoops. Spoilers. Let's just get on with the show. SNU proudly presents The Cats Chronicles.
When last we left off, Katz was still in the clutches of Marduk the Magnificent, who is holding him ransom. In a call to Truman, the former magician makes his demands known.
Here are my demands. I'm going to go quick, so I hope you can remember them. I want 10,000 in cash, hand-delivered by Mr. Katz. That's right, I want to see him. In person.
Where do we meet?
I'm not going to tell you that now. I'm not an idiot. You have 2 hours.
And now we continue with the Cats Chronicles, Take a Bow, Mr. Katz, Chapter 3, The Assistant's Revenge.
She hardly seems to care about you.
No, Miss Truman cares.
She's not acting like it.
She's serious sometimes, but she cares. She always cares.
She must not think I'd hurt you.
I don't think you want to hurt me.
I can.
Anybody can hurt anybody. That's easy.
Be quiet.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Enough with that.
Okay.
I said enough!
Oh, am I still doing it? Oh, that! Sorry!
Don't be sorry!
I'm bored.
Be quiet!
I'm trying. How long until Miss Truman is here?
2 hours.
Aww.
Urgh.
Butts.
Alright, that's it. Okay, here. Look, see my ring?
Yeah?
It's on this finger.
Uh-huh.
And now, it's gone!
What? Where did it go?
I made it disappear.
You could do magic?
Yes.
Can you do it again?
A magician can never do the same trick twice.
Aww.
When he can do it even better.
Holy cow! You made it reappear!
You don't see a lot of magic, do you?
Not real magic, just the regular stuff.
I do.
I've seen a bunch of people with arcane. I never get to see real magic.
These are tricks.
It's amazing! Can you do more?
Sure, wait here.
You tie me to the chair.
Right. Just a minute.
How do you know where he has cats?
Marduk wasn't paying attention to cats, and he was humming.
Humming?
March of the Gladiators.
What's that?
The, you know, do 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 do.
That's called March of the Gladiators? The clown song?
Yes, the clown song.
They had a circus?
Not in this part of town. They are at the Navy Pier. Katz was humming March of the Gladiators. He learned it riding the carousel.
Great. We'll save Katz, I'll punch more duck, and then we'll get some cotton candy.
Ta-da!
Woo! That's amazing!
Ha-ha!
Woo!
Thank you very much! You are far too kind. Now, for my next feat of extraordinary flame conjuring!
I wish I could do that!
Oh, I'm afraid it takes years of...
Mr. Magnificent?
You can.
I can?
Anyone can. Anyone can do this. This is nothing.
What's wrong?
These are tricks. Tricks! Anyone can do this. All it takes is devoting your life to learning how to do this, putting this device on under your jacket, and prattling on while this little hose at the end of my wrist makes fire appear. It isn't real. None of it is real.
Are you okay?
Do you watch TV?
Sometimes.
Did you see Arcane America last week? There was a kid, Devin or something. Some little pissant who doesn't burn. He put his bare hand into a fire pit. And calm as you like, he just sauntered over to a barbecue pit on the other side of the stage and stuck his arm in there. Whoosh! Flame on! The whole crowd was cheering for him.
I don't like that show. It's boring.
Cheering for some little brat who learned he didn't burn a month ago. He just doesn't. No training, no learning. Do you know how many times I burned my eyebrows off learning to do this?
That was a big one.
It took me years. I've had hundreds of burns. I worked for this, and that little bastard, what? He's just born special.
Someone made a deal with fire, that's all. It's just as special to be able to make fire appear like you do.
No, it isn't. It's nothing. The special ones.
Everyone can be special. Miss Truman makes bacon. I make my bed sometimes. Lucky.
Anyone can make bacon.
You can make bacon? See, you are special.
Don't make fun of me.
I wasn't. Everyone can be special. If he's special by accident, you're special because you chose to be. You wanted to do this, and you can because you learned. That's how Miss Truman is special. Some people can do what other people can't, because they happen to be that. Some people can work harder and try to make themselves something more. That's the most special to me.
You for real?
For real.
I...
What's wrong?
I'm going to make a phone call.
What is Miss Truman's plan for having both Katz and Cash for the ransom demand? Will the real Mr. Katz be able to continue to play Kevin while Marduk's prisoner? And who was Marduk making a call to? Is there another player involved? The clock is ticking down to the resolution of the case of the Katz Chronicles. Take a bow, Mr. Katz. Chapter 4, Escape Gone Wrong.
Greetings, friends. Have you got upcoming festivities in your life? Do you need something to make a gathering extra special? If so, come on down to the Celebration Chateau, where we have supplies, mundane and magical, for any and every occasion. College graduation. High school graduation. Kindergarten graduation. We are so proud of you, honey. But we don't just do graduations. We have supplies for weddings. We have magical doves. Oh. Divorces. Non-magical crows. Or doves. Birthday parties. We have party clowns. Surprise birthday parties. We have conjured party clowns. We also do funerals.
Surprise! Grandma's dead.
If you have the need, we have the means. So come on down to the Celebration Chateau. Order this month and get 20% off your clown order. Offer only available for bulk purchases. Hope to see y'all soon.
Last time on the Katz Chronicles, we were still waiting for Truman and Lucky to show up with the ransom money, and Katz was getting antsy trying to pass the time. In a surprisingly wholesome interaction with Marduk, we get an insight to his motivation.
Thank you very much. You are far too kind. Now for my next feat of extraordinary flame conjuring.
I wish I could do that.
Oh, I'm afraid it takes years of anyone can. Anyone can do this. This is nothing.
What's wrong?
These are tricks. Tricks. Anyone can do this. None of it is real. Did you see Arcane America last week? There was a kid, Devin or something. Some little pissant who doesn't burn. The whole crowd was cheering for him. He just doesn't. No training, no learning. I worked for this, and that little bastard, what? He's just born special.
Everyone can be special. Some people can work harder and try to make themselves something more. That's the most special to me.
The seconds tick by as Lucky and Truman race to the rescue. We rejoin the story with Marduk, as he is apparently making a very important phone call.
Yes, I know that was the plan. This just isn't what I thought it was. He's just a kid. Yes? Yes. Yes, we would all ride, I know, but... Yeah, she said she'd get cats here. I gave them 2 hours, then I'll call them and tell them where to go. Yeah, it's all set up, they'll be all yours, but... What about the kid? He's a little... I don't know, weird. I wanted to punish people for being ungrateful, but this kid... Yes, sir. No, I understand. Yes. No, I know what'll happen to me if... He hung up.
Good thing it's the off-season. That van looks to be the only vehicle around with an 8-cylinder engine. I got a guy on the force checking the plates for us.
Good. This situation is... layered. Ideally, we want to get Katz out of there, the money safe, and Marduk brought in.
Bleeding, if necessary. But not ideally.
Correct. Katz is the most important thing. He can take the money if he wants it.
What are we going to do about Mr. Katz not showing?
We can tell him that he's not in the city at the moment. That should at least buy us some time.
Shouldn't we get the police in on this? Maybe they could loan us a SWAT.
I do not wish to risk Mr. Katz's identity or the life of an innocent dealing with Marduk.
You're risking mine.
And that is why you get hazard pay.
I do?
Is that your friend on the force? Who owns the van?
Jonathan Myers.
Marduk's real name. Lucky for us, he's an amateur.
So we're thinking this building? Through that back door. It's a little broad daylight to be dragging a kid around.
Yes, it appears to be the funhouse.
Of course it is.
This feels rushed. His demands.
Something wrong? He didn't ask for enough?
That's not it. Ordinarily, it's quite a bit of money to raise in 2 hours.
But?
I mean, I have alternate avenues to come by such things. But money was never a concern before. He didn't reveal his motivations when he killed Mr. Orion. This should simply be revenge or punishment for catching him last time. But this doesn't feel like...
Wacko's got a wacko, loony's got a loon?
Motivation is a clue. It's a tool a criminal gives me to catch them. And before, he was always so careful. But this all seems rushed, desperate.
How do we play this? Do I try and sneak in while you call him out front?
No. I think we go right up to him. 1 hour and 10 minutes before we're supposed to be here.
Okay.
I'm texting Mr. Dotrieve the sign to call the police now. That gives us a 10-minute head start before they surround the building. So if it comes down to it, we just have to stall him.
Maddie, you aren't going in there.
What?
I'm going in. I'll get the kid, I promise you.
Lucky.
I promise you, but he's a murderer. I can't let you go in there with me. You don't even have a gun or a vest or...
I'm going in there, and I'm getting my cats back.
This isn't necessarily a battle of the minds. He might just be a guy with a gun. That's my job.
I know that, Lucky. I'm not an idiot. But I'm going with you. I'm not leaving you and Katz alone in there with him. And I'm the one with the plan.
They're calling. Maybe I should let them stew. What do you think?
Ms. Truman says it's rude to make people wait on the phone. But sometimes it's fine.
Yeah.
That means it's a text.
More time? She wants more time? Damn it, I have to call them now.
Mr. Magnificent? You aren't planning on hurting my friends, are you?
What? Of course I am.
Please don't. I know you're not a bad person.
I killed a celebrity, kid.
But you don't have to hurt anyone else. Everyone makes mistakes. Maybe you could go to prison and find religion or something. Or you could learn to sew.
That's why I'm doing this, so I can hurt them.
But why?
Because she ruined my plans.
What plans?
People who don't deserve magic. I didn't get a letter to a wizard school. I didn't suddenly gain the ability to fly. No conjurer of cheap tricks showed up and offered me a magical adventure. But these people were handed everything. In my day, you had to learn and no one respected it. Every trick I do is followed the same way. What else can you do? But these kids now. Hey, make a crawfish appear again. Do the same meaningless garbage again.
So you're gonna hurt my friends?
Yes. But you don't have to burn with them.
What?
You're innocent. And you aren't like the others. Get out of here. There's the exit. Go left. When you hit the crossroad, go left. If you go right...
But they're my friends.
Go left. If you go right, you will burn with them. The fire will eat through this whole place. No one will get out of here alive.
But you're my friend too.
Go.
I'm not leaving. I can't leave. I have to make sure my friends are okay.
Kid, go! What's happening?
Miss Truman's here.
You must be Marduk. I'm lucky. Stay down, and I don't get to hit you.
Ah, my traps!
Sprinkler system messed up your little fireball trick?
I can't believe the fire system works.
Yeah, lucky me. Truman figured you'd have some kind of fire thingy set up.
Miss Truman, are you here?
I'm here too, Kevin. I'm in the security station by the mirror maze. I'm watching everything on closed-circuit television.
Damn it! How long...
Since I texted you.
Where's Katz?
He was busy. Couldn't be bothered. But I'm here, and I'm gonna beat the hell out of you.
Don't! He'll be good!
No, I won't. Burn! Damn it.
Ew, you got oil on me.
Lucky, he's running.
I'm on him.
Me too.
He's gone right at the intersection up ahead.
Right.
No, he said we have to go left.
Kid, let go.
More fire!
Jeez, he ran through that.
We have to go left.
What? Through the stupid mirror maze?
Come on!
The fire is spreading through the hallway. I can see you in the maze, but I can't see the exit.
Truman, we're coming. Stupid mirror. stupid smoke. Maddie, hit the deck. I'm gonna shoot through the mirrors.
No, just follow me. Down here, on all fours. We're coming, Miss Truman.
Kat, can you find the security office?
Yeah, he found it. Come on.
Mr. Katz, you know where the exit is.
Yeah, follow me. It's this way. Miss Truman!
Firefighters are headed this way.
There is one more person in there. They were in the fire. They...
Could he have gotten out of there?
He went right. He said right was the bad way.
He was the one who set the trap. That might have been part of his plan. It's difficult to be sure.
Well, that is mighty unsatisfying.
He wasn't a bad man. He did bad things, but he wasn't bad.
Agree to disagree, kid.
Miss Truman?
I don't want to discuss this right now, Mr. Katz.
Hug?
Yes, Mr. Katz. Please.
As Truman holds Katz in a much-needed hug, we pull back as they and Lucky watch as the warehouse burns to the ground. Did Marduk make it out alive? And perhaps more importantly, who was his co-conspirator on the phone? An ominous scene is beginning to take shape, but for now, Katz and the team are safe. At least until the next episode of the Katz Chronicles, where a dark mystery continues to unravel. Please stay tuned.
Hello, this is Luca Delgado. Thank you for listening to our show, and you know what? Here it is. I don't need the cue cards. You've been listening to the Katz Chronicles, a strange and unusual production. If you'd like to support me, Maddie, and the kid, please go ahead and rate and review us on iTunes. If Apple ain't your bag, then you can always visit us on our website, strangeandunusual.com, not and the letter N. Okay, and that's kind of complicated, so you can just go to snu.wtf, or Facebook at Strange and Unusual Productions, and on Twitter at FriendOTFamily. And that's all I've been paid for. Good night!